נמצא שעיקר הוא אמונת חכמים. So therefore, the most important thing is faith in the rabbis. וזה היה עיקר יציאת מצרים כדי לגלויס, האמונה הקדושה לגלויס כי השם הוא אלוקים. And this was the main goal in leaving Mitzrayim, to be zechet to broadcast the emuna, to reveal to the world that it is Hashem. שזה זוכים רק על ידי אמונת חכמים כנ"ל. And the only way to really be zechet to shleimus emuna is through emunas chachamim. V'al kein b'tchila shlichus Moshe l'Yisrael heishiv tekef l'Hashem yizborach v'hem lo yaminu li v'lo yishmu b'koili ki yomru lo nir elecha Hashem. This is why when Hashem first started negotiating with Moshe Rabbeinu to convince him to go down to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu's first response was, 1 minute, how can I do this? They're not going to believe me, and they're not going to listen to me. They're going to say Hashem did not reveal Himself to you. Ki Moshe shoal zois l'Hashem yizborach. Moshe Rabbeinu asked this question to Hashem: Eich yecholin lahachnis emunas chachamim beYisrael? How am I zoche to be able to get the Jews to have faith? Ki ro tekev sheho ikara hagula tluyo sheyaminu boy v'yikaimu dvarov. Because Moshe Rabbeinu immediately realized that the Geula is dependent on the fact that they should have faith in him, and they should listen to what he tells them to do, follow his advice exactly as he prescribes it to them. This is why his first question was to Hashem, how do I get them to believe? Because Moshe Rabbeinu believed that the Jews were very far from Emunas Chachamim at that time. As the Pasuk says, they're not going to believe in me. He stated as a fact. Paragraph Gimel. And this, we can understand the three specific signs that Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu in order to convince the Jews to believe in him. Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to show the Jews the destruction that's caused when a person is lacking in Emunas Chachamim, so that this will give them the encouragement that they need to really have Emunas Chachamim. The first sign that Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu was that his hand contracted leprosy. This corresponds to the type of suffering, the incredible suffering that comes as a result of being lacking in Emunas Chachamim, which is the concept of makah asher lo ksuva b'toira, a type of kaviyochel Hashem will strike with a type of problem that's not written in the Torah. V'yalkein hoyo ois shel makas hatzaras b'yodoi daiko. And this is why the way Hashem showed this sign was by Moshe Rabbeinu's hand contracting leprosy. Ki hayodayim daiko nifgomim al-dei p'kamon z'chachomim. K'me shekos Hashem Rabbeinu z'al. Because it's the hands that become defective when a person is lacking in Emunas Chachamim, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in this chapter in the Likutei Moran, when he quotes the Gemara, where the Gemara says that there was a rabbi that was very sick, and his friend, one of his rabbi friends, came to visit him, and the first question that they asked him was, are you satisfied with the suffering? Are you okay with the suffering you're going through? This rabbi thought. The rabbi said no, that he doesn't want the suffering. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that this is tied into the concept of Emunas Chachamim. We know there's a pasuk in Chumash, Vayihi Yodov Emuna, when Moshe Rabbeinu went out to fight against Amalek. So the fact that Hashem made this sign of the leprosy come on the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu was for him to be able to show the Jews, look what will happen, look what happens when you're not in the proper place in Emunas Chachamim. The second sign that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to show the Jews was to take his stick and drop it, and it'll become a snake. זהו גם כן בחינס פגם אמונס חכמים. This is also tied into פגם אמונס חכמים, שהוא בחינס פוירץ גדר ישכנו נוחש. There's a famous statement in the Gemara that a person who shows disrespect to the rabbis, he's called a poiretz geder. He's breaking the fence. He's destroying the fence. Because one of the main responsibilities of the rabbis is to put a protective fence around the Torah. Bechinas dilma chivya derabonon tarkei delesle asvoso. We know that the Zohar HaKadosh uses this expression that when a person shows disrespect to the rabbis, that person has to be afraid that a poisonous snake will bite him, which has no cure to it, and inject a type of poison that has no antidote to it. And the third, v'achakach her lo yoisa shlishi, shehofach mayim ledam. And then Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the third sign, which was that the water turned to blood. That also reflects Pegam Emunas Chachamim. Ki al yidei Emunas Chachamim shezoich na yidei neder, yidei zeh zoichim lo oinik Shabbos kanal. Because we learned earlier that when a person zoich et Emunas Chachamim by taking a vow and fulfilling it right away, through that leads to the pleasure of Shabbos, ve'oz nichna hakoved moleidam legabi amoyach. And then the liver, which is full of blood, is subdued and humbled and accepts the authority of the brain, which is whiteness, libuna demoicha. Avol kishein zoich lemunas chacham chas v'sholem, whereas when we're not zoich et emunas chachamim, azai chas v'sholem is gaper hakoved shemolei dam al amoyach. Then the liver, which is full of blood, takes over the brain. It gains position. It becomes in charge over the brain, shehu bechinas mayim. The brain is represented by water. Bechinas das, the concept of das, kama shekosuv u'molo horetz deyas Hashem kamayim milam achasim. The world will be full of an awareness of Hashem like the water that covers the ocean floor. V'alkein hamako horishoino shel Mitzrayim hoyo shenishapech hamayim ledam. And this is why the first one of the 10 plagues that Hashem struck at Egypt with was that the water turned to blood. Ki hamitzrim lo yehaminu b'nevuas Moshe. Because the Egyptians didn't believe Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy. Alkein nilku b'dam shezgabra lehem adam shemishom hoya achizosom. That's why this blood overcame them, which is to show them where they are connected to. Bibchinas hakoved molei dam, as the Gemara says in Brachas, that the liver is full of blood. V'achshav nilkedu al yedei zeh bi'atzmoi, and now they were punished through that. Ki kol meimeim nepach ledam, because all of their water turned to blood. Shezeu bibchinas shehizgaber aleim toikaf hadam shel hakoved. This means that the blood from the liver was fighting against them. Al shepogmu be'emunas chachomim, because of the fact that they showed such disrespect to Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't believe the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'le'aminu b'Moshe, v'le'rotzu l'shloach es Yisrael, and they refused to release the Jews. Paragraph Hey, v'zeh b'chinas makoyis b'choyrois, shaydezeh yotzi Yisrael mimitzrayim. Now we skip to the final plague, the 10th plague, which resulted in the Jews finally leaving Egypt. V'ikar makas b'choyrois v'atzolas b'choyri Yisrael hoyadei mitzvahs korban Pesach. The main thing that brought about this 10th plague of makas b'choyrois and saved the firstborn of the Jewish people was the mitzvah of the korban Pesach. Kamei shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, v'ovar Hashem l'ngoifes Mitzrayim, Hashem will come through to plague the Egyptians, v'ro'as hadom, and he'll see the blood on your doorposts, u'posachti aleim, and then Hashem will skip over your homes and he'll only kill the Egyptian firstborn. Ki ikar yitzis Mitzrayim hoyo lahalois u'lahokim hu'emuna halafula, shehu amunas chachamim. The main reason for coming out of Mitzrayim was to elevate and to establish the emunas chachamim, which was in a fallen state. She ikar avoydes Hashem shu tachlis yitzis Mitzrayim kama shekosu, the emunas chachamim, that's the main avoidas Hashem. That was the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim. as the pasuk says, when you leave Egypt, you'll serve Hashem. Ve'ikar ho avoides Hashem tluya be'emunas chachamim. And the main ability to serve Hashem properly is dependent on emunas chachamim. Ki ikar golos mitzrayim hoy l'sakin pegam dor amabul v'dor afloga kemuva. Because we know it's brought in the writings of the Arizal and the Sifrei Kabbalah that one of the main reasons why the Jews had to go down to Egypt was to effect a tikkun for the generation of the flood and the generation of that tried to go up to heaven. Shehem pogmu be'munas chacham kanal, because as we said earlier, those generations were all poigim in emunas chachamim. Va'achshav ha'yitzrich l'shesakin zois. And now the time had come for them to have to correct this. V'alkein ikar yitzias Mitzrayim ho'yayde b'chinas neder, shu'b'chinas pele. Now we could understand also why in order for the Jews to go out of Egypt, it required this concept of neder, making a vow, which is tied into the concept of pele, something wondrous. The pasuk says, ish kiyafli lindor neder. K'moshe kosuv, as the pasuk says, kimei tseischo me'eretz Mitzrayim arenu niflois. Just like when you left Egypt, I will show you wondrous, niflois, pele, that word pele, which is associated with neder. Alkein ikar yitzias Mitzrayim oyedei mitzvos korban pesach shu neder. And this is why in order for them to leave Mitzrayim, it required korban pesach, which is a form of a vow. Ki kol hakorbonos hem oyedei neder shenoydrenu magdishna behem el korban pesach ukiyotze. Because we know all sacrifices are a concept of a neder, whereby the person makes a vow to bring this and this sacrifice, and that's what sanctifies it. That's what enabled the Jews to leave Egypt. Because it's through the vow that they made and fulfilled it by bringing those korbanos, the korban pesach, that's what helped them be zeichet to elevate the fallen emuna, shezeh ikar yitzias Mitzrayim. And that was one of the main points of yitzias Mitzrayim. Vaydezeh hisnoitzitzu b'hem oiroi sovois. And Rabbein Azal says there in the Kutim Ran that when a person is zoichet to this neder, to this tikkun of Emunas Chachamim, then he's zoichet that the light of the Ovois HaKdoshim shines in him. Ki kol yitzias Mitzrayim hoya b'schus Ovois, kenizkar b'psukim rabim. Because we know that the fact that the Jews left Egypt was in the zechus of Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, as is brought in different psukim. We know, for example, it says in the Shira Sayam, Oshiro Lashem ki go'oi go'o. Let's sing to Hashem because Hashem is very great. It's brought that the word go'oi, gimel aleph hey, makes up the three words gimel, avois hakdoshim, the three holy forefathers, that it was in their zchus that we were zochet to the miracle. Vayidei haneder shel korban pesach zochel zeh sheyizko lehem. And through the vow of the korban pesach, they were zochet to leave Mitzrayim, that Hashem should remember the schus of the forefathers, the schus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and yisnoitetz b'em oiroisim, and shine their light into the people. Shaydezeh nigalu, that's what brought about the gula. Vezeh shekosav, this is why there's a different pasuk in Tehillim, which says, neged avoisom oso pele, before their forefathers, Hashem did this wonder. Again, pele. Pele, that word that's associated with neder, with tikkun emunas chachamim. Shehu neder, al yidei zeh nizkar lehem v'nesnoitzitz behem oir ha'avois. Through the pele, they were zeichet to neged avoisam. They were zeichet to have revealed to them and to receive from the light of the avois. V'yidei zeh hoyo ikar yitzias Mitzrayim. And this is one of the main things that brought about Yitzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk there says, "Neged avoisam oso pele be'eretz Mitzrayim sdei tzoyan." It mentions specifically in Egypt. Hainu aydei pele hanal shu neder, through pele, which represents neder, aydei ze nizkar lehem v'nesnoitzitz behem oiro avois. That's what aroused. That's what got Hashem to remember, to be reminded of the schus of the Ovois HaKdoshim, and the schus of the Ovois went into Klal Yisrael. And that's what really brought about the exit from Egypt. Bechinas neged avoisam osa pele bi eretz Mitzrayim v'chulu. Vayde oyer ha'ovois zochu loinik Shabbos. Shehi achila dikdusha. And Rabbeinu Zal says there in that chapter in the Kutimran that when the light of the forefathers is revealed, then we're zeicha to the pleasure of Shabbos, which is achila dikdusha, eating with holiness. Shehu bechinas achilas matzah, which represents the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Kemo shekosu, as the pasuk says, leman tomoitzu vehisanaktem. Tomoitzu is miloshin matzah, and you'll be zeicha to the pleasure of Shabbos. Kemo shekosu b'maimar nal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there.